This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا. Before we begin, how many people don't have the juz? They do not have the first juz. Okay. During class, make sure that you have the Qur'an open in front of you so that you know which ayat we are studying. Alright? Then the word to a translation, you can write it down on a piece of paper separately. And whatever you have missed out, you can make sure that you have it. After class, you can copy it down from a friend of yours, from her juz. But make sure you have the word to a translation with you before you go home today. Because you have to memorize the lesson. And if you don't have the translation, you won't be able to memorize. Okay, let's continue. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Lesson number 4, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 8 to 16. Wa and min from an-nasi, the people. Man who, yaqulu, he says, amanna, we believed, billahi, in Allah, wa, and, bil yawmi, with the day, or in the day, al-akhiri, the last, wa, and, ma, not, whom, they, bi mu'mineen, at all believers. Yukhadi'una, they deceive Allah, Allah, wa, and alladhina, those who amanu, they believed, wa, and ma, not yakhda'una, they deceive, illa, except anfusahum, themselves, wa, and ma, not yash'urun, they perceive. Fi in قلوبهم, their hearts, maradun, a disease, fazadahum, so he increased them, Allahu, Allah, marada, in disease, walahum, and for them, adabun, a punishment, alimun, painful, bima, because of what, kanu, they were, yakdibun, they lie. Wa, and إِذَا, when قِيلَ, it was said, لَهُمْ, to them, لَا, do not, تُفْسِدُ, you all do mischief, فِي, in الْأَرْضِ, the earth, قَالُ, they said, إِنَّمَا, indeed not but, نَحْنُ, we, مُصْلِحُونَ, ones who make peace, أَلَا, unquestionably, إِنَّهُمْ, indeed they, هُمْ, they, الْمُفْسِدُونَ, those who do mischief, وَلَكِنْ, but, لَا, not, يَشْعُرُونَ, they perceive. وَا, and, إِذَا, when, قِيلَ, it was said, لَهُمْ, to them, for them, آمِنُوا, you all believe, كَمَا, just as, آمَنَا, he believed, annasu, the people. Qalu, they said, a, should, nu'minu, we believe, kama, just as, amana, he believed, as-sufaha, the foolish ones. Ala, unquestionably. Innahum, indeed they. Hum, they, as-sufaha, the foolish ones. Walakin, but, La, not, يعلمون, they know. Wa, and, إِذَا, when, لَقُوا, they met, الَّذِينَ, those who, آمَنُوا, they believed, قَالُوا, they said, آمَنَّا, we have believed. Wa, and, إِذَا, when, خَلَوْا, they were alone. إِلَى, to, شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, their devils, قَالُوا, they said, إِنَّا, Indeed we, ma'akum, with you. Innama, indeed not but, nahnu, we, mustahzi'un, ones who mock. Allahu, Allah, yastahzi'u, he mocks, bihim, at them. Wa, and, yamudduhum, he extends for them, fi, in, tughyanihim, their rebellion, their transgression. Ya'mahun, they wander blindly. Ula'ika, those, alladhina, are those who, ishtarawu, they purchased. Ad-dalalata, the misguidance. Bilhuda, with the guidance, instead of the guidance. Fama, so not. Rabihat, it profited. Tijaratuhum, their trade. Wa, and. Ma, not. Kanu, they were. Muhtadin, ones who obtain guidance. Pretty long lesson, huh? You must be wondering what just happened. We did 2 verses yesterday, and today we do 6 verses. The length of the lesson depends on the theme, the verses. If they're talking about a particular subject, if they're all related to one another, it's best to study them all together. Alright? Because if you just do 2 verses or 3 verses, and the next one is connected with them, then you won't get the whole picture. Isn't it so? You won't understand the whole theme. So this thing you will see throughout the course, that some lessons are going to be long, and other lessons are going to be short. Okay? So be happy with both, inshallah. Okay, let's do the word breakup. First ayah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ. And from the people are some who say, أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. We have believed in Allah and in the last day. But Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they're not at all believers. وَمِن. And from. النَّاس. This is a new word. But we all know about Suratul Nas. Isn't it so? Suratul Nas. النَّاس means people. So النَّاس, the people. مَن. Who. Have we done this word, man? Man. We have done min. Min means from, and man means who. So don't get confused with the two of them. Okay, make sure you know the difference. Man, who, min, from. And if ever you are not sure which one was from and which one was who, always remember the word mimma. It's not mamma. What is it? Mimma. And mimma means from what? So if you know the meaning of mimma, then you know that min is from and man is the other one, which is who. Okay? So man hu yaqulu, he says. Now notice the ya at the beginning. We have done the word yu'minuna, yuqinuna. Isn't it so? Words that begin with ya. Now this ya actually means he. Okay? But if the word ends with a waw or a waw noon, then he turns into they. But if you don't see the sign of the plural at the end, then what does it mean? It is singular. So it will be he and not they. So yaqulu, he says. Amanna, we believe. Tell me, where did the we come from? Where did the we come from? The na at the end. And you know about the na, that it gives the meaning of we. Ihdina. Billahi, in Allah. Wa and bil yawmi. This is a combination of wa, bi, with, al, the, yawm, day. Have we done the word yawm earlier? Yes, we have. Al-akhiri, the last. We have done the word al-akhirah. Al-akhirah is the hereafter. And akhir, the last. Yawm al-akhir, last day, which is the day of judgment. Wa and ma not. One new thing. Which is that so far you have been learning that ma means what or that which. Isn't it so? But here we see that ma gives a meaning of not. Remember that words in the Arabic language, they have multiple meanings. For example, the letter B. It's actually a word. How do we translate it? With. But the word B has 17 different usages in the Arabic language. 17 different. So when you translate B, every time it will not be with. It will give different meanings. Alright? So similarly, ma also has different usages in the Arabic language, and which is why when we translate that, sometimes it gives a meaning of what, Other times it gives the meaning of that which, and sometimes it gives the meaning of not as well. How do we know that which ma is it? When are we supposed to translate it as what and not and that which? How do we figure that out? There are some rules in the Arabic grammar, which when we look at them, they tell us very clearly that, okay, because this word is coming in the context, because this word is being followed by such and such word, so it will have this meaning. Now, I will spare you those details for later, inshallah. Inshallah, you can study them later. But right now, just remember that ma also means not. But just one tip that I'm giving you here, is that when ma is followed by bi, like over here, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ When ma is followed by bi, then ma means not. Okay? You understand? So can you remember that? When ma is followed by bi, then ma gives the meaning of not. So wama and not, hum they, bimu'minin, at all believers. Now, I told you that bi has 17 different usages. Isn't it so? Over here, bi does not give the meaning of with. We will not translate bi as with. Because if you translate it as with, then does it make sense? And not they are with believers. Yani, it doesn't make sense. So B over here gives the meaning of at all. Okay? So وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And remember that sometimes words are used in the Arabic language and they're not to be taken literally in the context. They're in a way extra. Extra in the sense that they're not being used in their literal sense. Alright? They're just there to give emphasis. They're just there to emphasize what is being said. So over here, ba, this b, is extra. And when we translate it as wama hum bimu'minin, they're not at all believers. This at all, what is it doing? Is it emphasizing the statement? Yes, it's emphasizing the statement. So wama hum bimu'minin. And mu'minin. Mu'minin is a plural of mu'min. The yanun at the end is for plural. So you remove that, you have the word mu'min. Do you know what the word mu'min means? What does it mean? Believer. So, mu'mineen, believers. Next ayah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They try to deceive Allah and those who believe. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ But they do not deceive anyone except themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they do not realize. يُخَادِعُونَ They deceive. They try to deceive. They seek to deceive. Where did the meaning of they come from? The ya as well as waw noon at the end. Because together they give the meaning of they. And khad al-ayn is the root which gives the meaning of deceiving. So yukhadi'una, they try to deceive. Allaha, Allah. Wa and alladhina, those who. Amanu, they believed. Do you remember the word kafaru? Kafaru, what does kafaru mean? They disbelieved. Amanu, they believed. Do both of these words resemble one another? Are they similar? They are similar in their pattern, in their form. Kafaru, amanu. Both of them end with a wow. So there's also resemblance in the translation. Kafaru, they disbelieved. Amanu, they believed. Wama and not. Yakhda'una, they deceive. Again, why is it they? Because of the ya and the waw noon. Illa, except. Anfusahum. This is anfus and hum. Anfus, selves. Hum means their, them. So anfusahum, themselves. Wama and not. Yash'urun. They perceive. They perceive. Where did the they come from? Ya and waw noon. Next ayah, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ In their hearts is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا So Allah increases them in disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And for them is a painful punishment. Why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ Because they used to lie. فِي in. Have we done this word before? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ So what does فِي mean? In. قُلُوبِهِمْ Have we done the word qulub before? Where? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ maradun, a disease. Have you heard of the word marid? Ill, sick person. So marad, sickness, disease. Fa zadahum. Fa. Fa means so. What does fa mean? So. This is different from fi. Fi means in, and fa means so. Zada, he increased. Hum, for them. So fazadahum, so he increased for them. Allahu Allah, marada, in disease. Walahum, and for them. Have we done this before? Yes. Adabun, a punishment. Alimun, painful. Earlier we learnt. Alimun. Alim is great. Like Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This is Alim. And Alim is not Alim. That's with an Ayn. Okay, this is with a Hamza. And this means painful. Bima, because of what? Now you see, bi. It doesn't mean with over here. It gives another meaning. And that is because of what? Now when you look at these different meanings of the same words, don't get, you know, worried that, oh my God, this is going to be so difficult. No, enjoy it. That look at the beauty of the Arabic language. Isn't it amazing? That there's one word, one letter, but depending on where it's being used, how it's being used, it could give completely different meaning. So, bima, because of what? Kanu, they were. Now again, kanu, kafaru, amanu. This waw at the end, what does it mean? Plural, right? So, kanu, they were, yakdibun, they lie. Next ayah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And when it is said to them, do not create mischief in the earth. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. They say, indeed we are only reformers. وَإِذَا, and when. إِذَا, this is a new word. And what does it mean? When. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Okay. قِيلَ, it was said. قِيلَ, it was said. لَهُمْ, to them. La, do not. Tupsidu, you spread corruption. Tupsidu, what do you see at the beginning of this word? Ta. And what do you see at the end? Wow. Ta gives a meaning of you. And the wow gives a meaning of plural. So tupsidu, you all do fasad. You all spread mischief. Fi in al-ardi, the earth. If you think about it, ard, earth. Do they sound the same? Ard, earth. Do they sound the same? Yes, they do. So, al-ardi, the earth. Qalu, they said. Again, waw at the end. Qalu, they said. Kafaru, they disbelieved. Innama, indeed not but. We have done the word inna, have we? Inna alladhina kafaru. What does inna mean? Indeed. Over here we see another form of inna, which is that inna comes with a ma. Ma is attached to it. Alright? And when this ma is attached to inna, then it gives a meaning of indeed nothing but this. Meaning only such is true. This is the reality. Okay? So ma over here is extra. We don't translate it as not. We don't translate it as that. We don't translate it as what. Alright? It's extra. And why is it here? To limit the meaning. So, innama, indeed, not but. Meaning only such is the case. Nahnu, we. This is a new word, but it will come many, many times, inshallah. Muslihun. Who is muslihun? Ones who reform. Now, we read the word, wama hum bimu'mineen. Mu'mineen. What does mu'mineen mean? Believers. Right? And mu'mineen is a plural of mu'min. Over here, muslihun is the plural of muslih. Okay? Mu'min, muslih, mufsid. Can you think of another word that sounds the same? Mu'min. Another word? Who are we? Muslim. Right? So, muslim, mu'min, mufsid. All of these words, what do they show? It's talking about the person, the one who does something. So who is muslih? One who does islah. Okay? Next ayah. Ala innahum humul mufsidun. Unquestionably, they are the corruptors. Walakin la yash'urun. But they do not perceive. Ala. This is one word. This is not a and la. Meaning what and la meaning not. No. Okay, don't break up this word. This is one word. And it means unquestionably, ala innahum. Innahum is inna and hum. What does inna mean? Indeed. Hum, they are hum. Al-mufsiduna. This is the plural of mufsid. Just as muslihun, plural of muslih. So what do we learn? That the yanun at the end and the wawnun at the end, both of them are a sign of what? Plural. We read abdalin, yanun, ones who are astray. So yanun and wawnun both are sign of plural. Walakin, but. La, not. Yash'urun, they perceive. Now again, why is it they? Because of the ya and wawnun. Good. Next ayah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. But when it is said to them, believe as the people have believed. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءِ. They say, should we believe as the foolish have believed? Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءِ. Unquestionably, they are the foolish ones. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But they do not know. وَإِذَا. And when. Did we do this word earlier? Yes, we did. قِيلَ. It was said. Did we do this earlier? Yes, we did. لَهُمْ. To them. Aminu, you all believe. Now don't get confused over here. Amanu means they believed. Aminu means you all believe. What's the difference between the words? One has a fatha and the other has a kasra. So the one with the fatha, amanu, that's what? Past tense. They believed. And the one with the kasra, Aminu, that's a command. It's an imperative. You should believe. Are you with me? You understand? Okay. Kama, just as. Amana, he believed. Now tell me, if there was a waw at the end, then how would we translate this word? They believed. Good. Annasu, the people. Qalu, they said. Again, why is it they? Because of the waw. So qalu, they said. A, should. Shall. We have done the word a before as well. A anzartahum. Over here, a. Nu'minu. We believe. Why is it we? Because of the noon. So noon means we. So nu'minu, we believe. Kama, just as. Amana. He believed. As-sufaha'u. The foolish ones. Al means the. Sufaha, foolish ones. Ala. Unquestionably. Innahum, indeed they, hum, they, as-sufaha'u, the foolish ones, walakin, but, la, not, ya'lamun, they know. Why is it they? The ya and the wawnun. So if you think about it, so many words are being repeated in these verses. Isn't it so? So yes, the lesson is lengthy, but if you look at it, it's the same words. Isn't it? Next ayah. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And when they meet those people who have believed, قَالُوا آمَنَّا. They say, we have believed. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But when they are alone with their leaders, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. They say, indeed, we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We are only mocking. وَإِذَا. And when. لَقُوا. They met. Why is it they? Because of the wow. Good. الَّذِينَ. Those who. آمَنُوا. They believed. قَالُوا. They said. Amanna, we believed. Why is it we? Because of the na at the end. Wa'idha, and when, khalaw, they were alone. Why is it they? Because of the waw. Ila, towards, shayateenihim. Shayateen and him. Shayateen means devils. And him, there. Qalu, they said, inna. Now, we did the word inna. What does inna mean? Indeed. But inna, what does that mean? Indeed, we. Because inna is actually a combination of inna and na. Inna means indeed, and na means we. Ihdina, right? So when both of these words come together, inna and na, sometimes they're joined together, and there's only one noon then. Okay? So inna, indeed, we. Ma'akum, with you. Ma'a. This is a new word. And ma'a means with. Innama, We have done this word earlier. نَحْنُ We have done this earlier as well. مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ This is a singular word or a plural word? Plural. What's the sign of the plural? وَاوْنُونَ So what's the singular then? مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ So مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ Plural. مُسْتَهْزِئُ Singular. If you think about it, these words begin with a meme. مُؤْمِن مُسْلِم مُصْلِح مُفْسِد مُسْتَهْزِئُ All of these words begin with meme. And what do they mean? One who is a believer. One who submits. One who spreads mischief. One who makes peace. Right? And over here, one who mocks. Next ayah. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allah mocks them. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ And He prolongs them in their transgression while they wander blindly. Allahu, Allah. Yastahzi'u. Yastahzi'u. What does it mean? He mocks. Why is it he? Because of the ya. If there was a waw at the end, and it would be they. But it's only ya. So it's he mocks. Bihim at them. Literally ba means with, but over here it gives meaning of at. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ يَمُدُّ What does it mean? He prolongs. Why is it he? Because of the ya. And there's no waw at the end. So this is why it's only he. يَمُدُّ And hum means them. So he extends for them. Fi in طُغْيَانِهِمْ طُغْيَان means transgression. Him, theirs. يَعْمَهُون They wander blindly. Ayn mim ha gives the meaning of wandering blindly. And ya and waw noon, they. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ Those are the ones who have purchased error for guidance. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ So their trade did not profit them. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ And they are not at all guided. أُولَٰئِكَ Have we done this word before? Yes. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ الَّذِينَ Those who اشْتَرَوُوا They purchased. Why is it they? Because of the wow. They purchased. الضَّلَالَةَ The misguidance. We have done the root ضَاد لَام لَام earlier. ضَالِين الضَّلَالَةَ The misguidance. بِالْهُدَى With the guidance. Be with the huda guidance. فَمَا So not. رَبِحَتْ It profited. Now you see the ta at the end? This ta is with a sukoon. That you will just say not ta ti tu but just t. Right? So رَبِحَتْ If ta comes with a fatha, ta, then what does it mean? Like in an'amta. You. Good. But if the ta has a sukoon, then it means it or she. If the ta comes with a sukoon, then what does it mean? It or she. So rabihat, it profited. Tijaratuhum, their trade. Tijara, trade, whom, their. Wama, and not. Kanu, they were. Muhtadeen, ones who obtain guidance. Muhtadeen is a plural of Muhtadi. And it's from Hadaliya. The Yanun at the end indicates plural. Alright? And the meme at the beginning tells us it's a person who is doing something. So Muhtad. One who is rightly guided. Open the beginning of the lesson. And we will listen to the recitation of these ayat. And how do we listen? Quietly. And pay attention to every single word.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَّرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين